Mark chapter 5, from verse 24 to 34, and I'm reading from King James Version of the Bible. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt her body that was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou who touched me? And he looked round, about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Tonight I'm going to be speaking to us on the topic, when virtue flows. When virtue flows. Father, in the name of Jesus, I say you take control in the name of Jesus of my faculties, my tongue, my spirit, everything. Tonight I speak as your oracle. I only stay here as your representative. I say, God, that you speak to our heart. You will bind us up. You will lift us up. You will heal where we need to be healed in the name of Jesus. You will lift where we need to be lifted in the name of Jesus. You will show yourself strong in the name of Jesus. Well, thank you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. And God's people say, amen. Hallelujah. Now, this is a text where a lot of people get to speak from. And I believe it's because a lot of people can identify with this woman one way or the other. One way or the other. If you look at it from the surface, you might think, no, our case is too critical. Our case is too bad. It does not apply to me in any way. But when you take a good look again, you would realize that you can identify with her one way or the other. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was on his way somewhere. And for those of you that are familiar with this story, was actually on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. So the truth is, he was on his way. He was on his way, and he was thronged by a crowd of people. And this woman heard. She heard that Jesus was in town. I guess before now, she had heard of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that works miracle, that was a different man, that was of a different kind, that was of a different species. And if she heard, some people might not have recognized Jesus, but I believe that she recognized the fact that he was God in flesh. She recognized the fact that whatever he said was established. Hallelujah. She heard that he was passing by, and she decided to maximize the opportunity. But before she heard, before then, the Bible says she had the issue of blood for 12 years. Issue of blood for 12 years. A lot of us know what it takes for a woman to go through a monthly cycle, even for maybe three, five, seven days. We dread it. We prepare for it. We're like, we thank you, Jesus. It is over. Now imagine. And then some people have had, you know, complications, maybe issue flowing for 1 month, 2 months, but we're like 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 12 years. And it was a big deal. She was hemorrhaging. And when you hemorrhage, life is going out of you. Strength is going out of you. Your health. The Bible actually calls it a plague. What is a plague? A plague is something, if you look at dictionary, it says something that is that causes constant distress, constant pain, something that sucks life and strength out of you. For 12 years, and the Bible says she was diligent. She went about seeking the best of doctors, spending all the money, seeking counsel and pushing, and all that she did, she spent all her money, spent all her energy, pushed all her relationships, gave all her best, but instead of it to get better, it was not even staying on the same spot, it was actually becoming worse. How frustrating can this be? And the first thing I want to say to you tonight is life always happens. Life always happens. And as life happens, it brings up an array of issues that we have to deal with. Some of them we plan for. Some of them we don't plan for. Some complications come up. Some things we feel we have under control. Some things are overwhelming. Like this woman with the issue of blood. When you're not feeling good, you need to go to the doctor. When you go to the doctor, ideally you should feel better. But the Bible says she grew worse for 12 years. That means in the beginning, at the first year, there was a particular level she was, but the 12th year, she had depreciated so much, because if you say worse, that means it went worse by time, by day, all through the years. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, by the time we have to deal with life, we have to deal with issues, we have to deal with challenges. You know, Pashegu said something that for every season, there is a response. There is a response. And if you look at it critically, a lot of times, if you're not careful, when you have to deal with issues, overwhelming issues, challenging situations, it begins to bring in some response in you. Naturally, if you're not careful, there are some responses that it brings up. Hallelujah. Because yes, we establish the fact that we are led of the Spirit. We do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. But yet when the world pushes, when issues pushes, when challenges come up, if you're not careful, you begin to find that, but because you live in the body, yes, you are spirit, you possess a soul and you live in the body, there are some natural responses that you begin to have. The first one can be identity crisis. So you see somebody shouting, you see somebody having self-esteem issues. It could be superiority complex or inferiority complex. It could be you see people confused. Hallelujah. You see some people, it's obvious that they are carrying baggages. At times you begin to ask yourself, what is happening around here? Who am I? What am I aspiring to? What do I want to be able to achieve? This woman, she had a name. She had a background. She had a source. But here the name didn't matter, because there was already a negative talk. She was tagged the woman with the issue of blood. I don't know what tag that the world is putting on you, that your situation is putting on you right now, that the status quo is putting on you right now. I don't know what that tag is, but as long as it's not consistent with the word of God, that is not your identity. You are created in the image and the likeness of God. So yes, you try to step out and smile and say, I am rich, and you try to say, I am all, and you say, I am above always and never beneath, but yet behind closed doors, in your secret place, you are struggling and you're wondering, am I poor? Ha! Am I sick? Am I barren? Am I unfruitful? Am I a failure? Am I taking after my father's pain? Is the blood negative bloodline pattern weighing me down? I came to tell you today that your identity and your image is in Christ. But if you tend towards the flesh, or if you go towards the path of least resistance, then there's likely to be an identity crisis. Some of us right now, it's not even the word pushing the identity of us on us. It is we that we are struggling. You have labeled yourself by an event. You have labeled yourself by precedence. You have forgotten who God has called you to be. You have forgotten the fact that he said that before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew you. You are anointed for expert. There's a purpose for which God has called you. Another thing that can be your response is you feel rejected. Rejection. You feel rejected. You feel rejected because this woman in her days, ideally, she couldn't show up in the public. Because anytime there's an issue of blood, you can't show up in the, but you can't show up in the synagogue. You can't show, because you are called, you are termed unclean. Unclean. And yet she was a daughter of Abraham and yet termed unclean. So how many times is she always indoor? How many times has she been avoided? How many times couldn't she show up socially? How many times did she have a sense of inadequacy? She couldn't measure up. Even though she had money, the money was not working for her. Even though she had relationships, it was not working for her. She had connections, it was not working for her. The doctors will promise her today and yet disappoint. Another doctor will come and say, I'm a specialist, and yet disappoint. And the person will say, I'm going to help you, and yet disappoint. And the person would say, I can't associate with you because you're actually going to bring down my image. And before you know it, rejection enters so much that you begin to even reject yourself. Even when people receive you and reach out to you, you don't have the strength to push whatever is on your inside out. You are tired, you are flat out, and you are flagged down and just wondering, who exactly am I? Identity crisis, rejection. And the third one, there are a host of many, but I'm just going to pick three tonight. Self-destructive tendencies. So at times you wonder, why is somebody so angry? Deep-seated anger. Imagine what it is. As an, I've asked people before, you know, at times I deal with people, I counsel people, and I'm like, there's nothing they could have done differently, and yet they're dealing with issues. And you begin to question yourself, why me? What have I done? What else do you want me to do? How exactly am I going to still work things out? And before you know it, you are bitter. Before you know it, you are angry. Before you know it, you begin to look for a way to overcompensate. And that's how we become abusive in our relationships. Or because you're overcompensating, you don't feel, you feel rejected, you don't feel good enough. You begin to attach yourself to abusive relationships. Some people begin to deal with addiction, self-destructive tendencies. But if you look at these things, we are led of the Spirit. We do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Even though the Bible says, Jesus Christ said, in the world, you will face many trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome for you already. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So no matter what the devil throws at us, no matter what life throws at us, we'll stand as spirits connected to God, and we'll stand stronger. Galatians 6 chapter 8 says, NLT, it says, those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. I came to encourage you tonight. And at the same time, I came to challenge you. That instead of giving it to the natural response, instead of giving in to what everybody would typically rationalize and say, it's okay, if she's bitter, that's why she's bitter. Her husband was beating her for how many years? She was facing abuse. Her father was a disaster. Her mother abandoned her. I lost my job. I was victimized. I'm a victim of rape. I'm a victim of disappointment. So if I'm bitter, it is acceptable. If I internalize my pain, it is acceptable. That is why I am on drugs. That is why I can't help but drink. That is why I can't help but be hungry. Amen. But I came to tell you that the Spirit of God, as long as you're connected to God and you have given your life to God, the Spirit of God dwells on your inside and quickens your mortal body and strengthens you. By your power, by your might, you might not be able to push, but by the Spirit and the inspiration of God, you can push for the best. This woman could have been relegated to the back. This woman, for 12 years, she had been disappointed. For 12 years, she had tried to keep hope alive, and yet her hope was dashed again and again. But she heard that Jesus was in town, and she made up her mind, it's time for a shift. The doctor might not be able to do it. My father might not be able to help me. My husband might not be able to step in. My bank balance might not take care of it. My connections might not take care of it. But with God, all things are possible. His word is yea and amen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not a dot of his word will pass without being fulfilled. The devil wants me to believe a lie, but I refuse to settle for a lie, because his word is yea and amen. She heard that Jesus was in town, and she pushed past the rejection, past the pain, past the whatever pain or bitterness might have started welling up. And she was like, today is the day a point of no return. Today is the day where I get to meet with Jesus, the maker of all things, the maker of heaven and earth, the one in whom all things consist. And she reached out. On a good day, she would not have stepped out. She would not have shown up in public because somebody would have shouted on her. Somebody would have sent her back. Somebody would have said, you don't belong here. But she decided, my God can never deny me. My God can never fail me. And she pushed to a level that she had never pushed before. She pushed in the Spirit. Even though at that time Jesus Christ had not died, I want to believe that she was inspired because she had been meditating on the right thing. She kept on saying, even though it looks as if I'm weeping right now, even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I can hear the comfort of God. I can hear the rod and the staff of God. I can feel it helping me, and I'm going to push through. And she stepped out of her house. I'm sure somebody might have said, where is she going? Usually she doesn't have a doctor's appointment today, and she didn't go towards the hospital. She started going towards where Jesus is. But before she got to Jesus, there was a crowd thronging Jesus, keeping her from there. Even though it looked as if they were with Jesus, they were just there, maybe while in a wait time, watching, spectating. But she had her eyes focused on her maker. She had her eyes focused on her savior. She had her eyes focused on her help. I don't know who you are focusing on today. I don't know what you are up against. I don't know what you're dealing with. But I came to tell you that God is mindful of you. Jesus is mindful of you and is reaching out to you. Are you going to reach out to him? Are you going to press? Are you going to push? Are you going to give it all it takes? Hallelujah. If you need to pray, you say, Father, I'm praying. If I need to fast, I keep fasting. If I need to wait, I keep waiting. If I need to sacrifice, if I need to write that exam one more time, if I need to be submissive, no matter how much my husband is taking me for granted, I'm pushing. Because what the word of God says is what I follow. It's not about how I feel. It's not about what the world or the society says. It is who God says that I am. It is what God says I should do. There are some things it will do. And like Pishek says, but there are some things you have to do for yourself. And I'm saying today that Jesus is in tower. Jesus is in your house. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, dwells in you. Do you not know that your temple is the body of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Somebody might have termed you a failure. Somebody might have termed you that some things are impossible. I need to arise today and shine, for your light has come and the glory of God is risen upon you. She heard that Jesus is in town. And one thing I need you to know is a lot of times we need the divine impartation to set our transformation process in motion. And if you remember on Sunday, our transformation process starts with healing, then renewal of mind, then instruction and obedience. This woman knew she needed healing, and the doctors could not help her. The world system could not help her any longer. She needed a divine encounter, a divine impartation. So she reached out. And I need you to know tonight that divine impartation comes by the Spirit of God. He is the only one that can enable you to push. He's only the only one that can enable transformation of who you are. Hallelujah. Because you're already rooted in Christ. Your image is already rooted in Christ. So it can transform you from inside out and transform your situation. So it does not only touch your situation, it touches who you are. The very fiber of your being, and begins to change everything and work it out for your good. And you look around and you're looking for the failure, you can't find it. You're looking for the pain, you can't find it. You're looking for the sickness, you can't find it. I am a living testimony. There are several times that I've gotten doctor's diagnosis that ideally I should not be seated in front of you today, but I don't know. A lot of times I don't even know how to believe when the doctors are looking at you and they're shaking their head and they're overwhelmed. But somehow, I don't think it's by my power, it's not by my strength. It's not because I'm one great woman of faith. Somehow, God just breathes on me as I fellowship with him and I begin to push. And I say, Father, I thank you because you created my heart. So I'm giving my heart back to you. I thank you because with long life, will you satisfy me? And so, God, even if I perish, I perish. But this is what I desire. Healing is my birthright because you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement that brought me peace was laid upon you. And before you know it, I go back. I have a test, and the doctor says, what? Go back and test again. Her heart seems all right. Go back and test again. Hallelujah. I remember there was a time I had to deal with an ovarian cyst, and I had to keep testing and testing, and somehow till today, I can't explain. It just disappeared. Ideally, the doctors would not have had the solution, but somehow I pressed. somehow I pressed. There have been times when I've been told I don't deserve a promotion. I can't get it. And somehow I just have that inspiration. This is meant for me. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? I remember there was a time I was jobless. And somebody would say, Pastor D, really jobless. When I came out of university, served. And then I started having suicidal tendencies. Apashegun teases me a lot about this because I'm not going to tell you what I tried doing because, you know, there are very good ways of at least trying to commit suicide. Very terrible. He said, actually, if you're going to commit suicide, can't you look for a better? So that when they say it in the newspapers, do you understand? And it was as if my body was pushed. I was frustrated. I was tired. And that day, by the time it was a failed suicidal attempt, right? I said, no more. No. You are not going to be laden in shame. You are not going to be laden in rejection. You are not a failure. Even if you don't have a job, does a job define you? Does your income define you? And I pushed in the place of prayer. I started building up myself. I started focusing. I started some businesses. And before you knew it, even a job that I didn't feel that I wanted, I went for the interview. I flawed them. And even though I flawed them, when they called me, I still said I didn't want the job. And eventually, I got the job and worked the job excellently for over 11 years. Hallelujah. And on the job at every point in time, even though it could be hostile, even though it could be challenging, even though I could face things, God kept on strengthening me. I came to tell somebody today, it's time for you to reach out for that divine impartation. It's time for you to push beyond your limits. Push beyond your fear. Push beyond the pain. Push beyond the process. Let your process bring about the glory of God. Bring about the heart of God. Bring about the victory of God. Because it is this divine impartation that brings the power of God to bear. Hallelujah. And if you talk about virtue in this space, if you see what the Bible says, the woman kept on pressing and said in her mind, if I can just touch his cloth. Another place says, if I can touch the hem of his garment. The woman was not even planning to look at Jesus face to face. All she needed was a touch. All she needed was a connection. The disciples had never connected with him on that level. The priest had never connected with him on that level. Her lineage had never connected with him on that level, but she chose to press and get to the hem of his garment, and she must have thought in her head, let the virtue just flow in me, let the word just get activated in me, and my pain goes away, my disappointment goes away. Today is the day of my healing, today is the day of my deliverance, today is the day when my transformation is pushed to another level, my mind is renewed, my spirit is enlightened, I am strengthened in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And God is saying, you have your instruction. Step out. Amen. Step out. Step out. Hallelujah. And this is where virtue comes in, when virtue flows. Because when virtue flows, it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. You need the virtue to flow for your healing process to take place. Can I say that again? You need the virtue to flow for your healing process to take place. Usually the virtue, the word virtue, and if you notice, only King James that calls it virtue, but I love that word so much because even though other translation says power, but it means in Greek dunami. It means the power of the spirit. We do not deny the fact there can be other powers that be. They are not strong enough. They don't make a difference. It says this power is inherent and the inherent power presiding in the person by the virtue of the nature. By the nature of God, he cannot fail. By the nature of God, he cannot lie. By the nature of God, he cannot repent. If he said it in his word, if he said it about you, then he's established. And he says the person exerts and put forth. Hallelujah. He exerts and pushes. So God cannot help himself. He carries this power. He carries this ability. This anointing is flowing from a throne of grace and of mercy. And all is saying, reach out and let my spirit connect to your spirit and make a difference. It's a power. It's a power that performs miracle. Hallelujah. It's a power that has more, is a moral power that has excellence, as in that brings about excellence of soul. Hallelujah. So you'll find that a lot of times that people can try to exert themselves and make some things happen, but there's nothing like the connection with God. Hallelujah. And I came to tell you tonight that virtue is activated by the word. It is dynamic in nature. And it possesses the ability to truly transform. Hallelujah. Activated by the word of God. John 6:63, Message Translation says, the spirit can make life. Sheer muscle and willpower don't make anything happen. Every word I have spoken to you is a spirit word. So it is life-making. I always say to myself, Ajemele, anywhere you step into, because you carry the Zoe of God, the life of God, the spirit of God. You carry power, life-making power. You create things. You cannot be cornered. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be a failure. You cannot be poor. You cannot be sick. You cannot be frustrated. Hallelujah. You cannot fail. Your marriage cannot fail. You cannot fail at parenting. You cannot fail at that job. You can't give up. As he said it, will he not bring it to pass? I keep speaking the word of God and speaking the word of God and speaking the word of God, pushing. I'm pressing. I don't care the crowd that is around me. I don't care the fact that is facing me. I don't care the limitation that I have to deal with. Even if I sit down and I bend my head and I cry, again I wipe my tears and I get up and I say, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. I say, God, you are working all things together for my good. Hallelujah. The devil might have meant it for evil, but you, my God, you mean it for good. So whatever detail, you're working it together for my good. And the more I confess the word, the more I push in the place of prayer, the more I study, the more I ask questions, the more I walk on my faith, the more I take action based on faith, the power of God begins to break forth. The life of God begins to break forth. The strength of God begins to break forth. And he begins to create life and turn around my circumstance. First, it changes me. So I always say it's who I was. Even a day ago, it's not we sitting in front of you. Constantly, the power of God is changing. The power of God is changing. Who I was last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And that's what God is saying. That power is made available. And then you say, Pastor D, share muscle. But there are people out there that are not even born again. They are discovering things. They are doing things. Hallelujah. John 4, 13 to 14, Amplified Translation says, Jesus answered her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I give him will become in him a spring of water, satisfying his thirst for God, welling up, continually flowing, bubbling within him to eternal life. I came to tell you tonight that when that impartation hits you, when that power hits you, you are whole. In the name of Jesus, you are relieved. In the name of Jesus, you are lifted. In the name of Jesus, you are strengthened. In the name of Jesus, you are promoted. In the name of Jesus, every aspect of your life is soaked in the life of God. It's soaked in the strength of God. You are healed. It's not that you are physically okay and then you are not okay emotionally. It's not that at work you are flying high and yet you are a failure at home. It's not that your mind is deranged and yet you have a lot. Do you understand? He's whole. In the name of Jesus, you walk in grace. Hallelujah. Because it's not of him that willeth or him that runneth, but of God that shows mercy. So God, your connection to God, the life you get from God, the impartation you get from God, the process, the transformation process you get from God is truly full, total, nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. And I need to challenge somebody. Are you going to reach out and let the virtue flow? I don't know what you're dealing with. Hallelujah. And there are four scenarios I want to quickly say. My time is almost up, or my time is practically up. There are four scenarios I want to say where the virtue flows. Because when the virtue flows, it makes all the difference. I don't know about you. I'm done doing things by sheer muscle. I'm done doing things by my own strength. I'm done staying in the crowd. I'm done staying with the status quo. I'm done giving excuses. I'm done crying. I'm done dealing with pain. I'm done reading and sickness. Hallelujah. I'm done dealing with rejection. Hallelujah. Because Christ in me, the hope of glory, the word is awaiting my manifestation. It's time. In the name of Jesus. Today is the day that I heard that Jesus is in town. It's not only in town. He lives on my inside. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He lives on my inside. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And number one, virtue flows when you let your pain drive you to God. When you let your pain drive you to God. I remember interviewing Pastor Mildred Okonkwo, and she said 8 years of infertility, it was crazy. It was crazy. People mocked me. People laughed. People said all sorts of things. I don't have enough time to go through that. But instead of her to become bitter, did she struggle with bitterness? Yes. Yes, this woman struggled for 12 years. The woman with the issue of blood, she struggled. But she said, I made up my mind. I sought God. I laid on my face. I brought out my Bible. I started, you know, underlining in such a way that the Bible almost became tattered. The word became flesh on my inside. My pain drove me to God. If there's anything that's driven me to God like never before, it is my pain. Hallelujah. I always say I've grown by good circumstances, but I've grown more by negative circumstances. I've dealt with grief. I've lost my two parents to cancer. I've lost different opportunities. I've gotten to times where I've dealt with crisis of faith, but I dig my feet in and I say, my Jesus does not fear. Jesus makes all the difference. I refuse to take the lie of the devil. And I say, devil, what else do you want to do? Bring it on. Because I'm going to come out as fine as gold. I'm going to come out stronger. I'm going to come out better. I've learned to abase. I've learned to abound. If I'm hungry, I've learned to deal with it. If I have money in my bank account, I've learned to deal with it. There were times I remember then in church, nobody ever knew. Wherefore, like how many months, myself and Pichex, we had just one car. And we had issues with our battery. And we couldn't change it for like 3 months. And you know what we would do? Because we cannot now not go home. We will make sure that before anybody goes, we'll go and start the car. Will you start to send me? Do you need to go and start that car? I will start. If it does not start, we'll now beg somebody, bring, we didn't even have jumper cable then. Bring out the battery and use this to start and put it in. And when you want to get into the car, the devil will try to start telling you, hey, and you say you are serving God. Hallelujah. And we're working hard. I was working another job and working fully in ministry. And yet we'll just have the joy. And the next day again, we'll go to wherever we need to go to and come to church until I think it was somebody that just sowed a seed of 20,000 one day. And we just said, okay, let's just go get this battery. But it took months. It took months, but it never stole our joy. Rather, it made us worship more. It made us pray more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two, virtue flows. When you acknowledge that the giver of every gift you possess is Jesus. Whatever talent you have, whatever is in your body. Hallelujah. Even though that woman had been reaching out to different doctors, she knew that this is the creator of heaven and that this is the person that formed me. If anybody's going to give me a fresh organ, this is the man that can do it. And he's here, flesh and blood. What do you have in your hand? What do you have in your house? What has God given you? Even though he's messed up right now, God gave it to you. The devil did not. Your boss did not. Your father did not. Your mother did not. Your hard work did not. God blessed you with it. Why not go back to your source? I have seen the most talented people and the most gifted people excel more by grace. And saying, I don't even know how I preached that message. I just laid my hand and the spirit came down and the person was healed. I don't even know how I wrote this proposal. Do you want to keep slaving under the weight of trying to make things happen? Or do you want to flow in the virtue and flow in grace? Virtue denotes the fact that you're flowing in grace. Number three, virtue flows when you are ready to put yourself out there, defying all odds. That woman could have been turned back. That woman could have been mobbed. That woman could have been ostracized. Somebody could have beaten her up. They would have taken her to the synagogue. But she made up her mind today. Even if they're going to push me back, I'm going to try. If it's from afar, I'm going to shout, Jesus, I came to meet you. Even though you're going to Jairus' daughter, can you touch me? I need you, Jesus. You are not going to pass back by and I'm going to remain the same. I need to step out and write that exam again. I need to step out and give your marriage all it takes again. I need to step out and believe in that child again. I need to step out on the word of God and speak health and healing over your child, over your business, in the name of Jesus, over your mind, in the name of Jesus, because the virtue is flowing, the virtue is flowing, something is shifting, something is about to happen, in the name of Jesus. Joseph got up, even though he had been disappointed by Potiphar, he had been let down by his wife, he had been disappointed by the baker, hallelujah, he had been in prison for years, but when Pharaoh was calling him, he shaved his beard, changed his clothes, got freshened up, and went to the palace. What if he didn't know what to say about the dream? Well, I'm defying all odds. What if the king is upset with me? I'm defying all odds. Now the administration of Egypt has been given to me. What if I can't cope? I'm depending on God. I'm telling you that I should step out in the name of Jesus. Virtue will step away in with you. The power of God will back you up. The strength of God will back you up. The enablement of God will back you up. Take that course again. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Rise up and step on your water. Rise up and take that decision again, in the name of Jesus. Push for that promotion again, in the name of Jesus. Walk in the spirit and do not gratify desires of the flesh. Finally, virtue flows when you're at the end of your rope.
And then you have to push for supernatural intervention. This is different from when you have pain. This is when you have done all to stand and you can't stand again. This is when you are at the very end. Imagine this woman for 12 years. It was getting worse. It was the end of the rope. She knew, if Jesus didn't do this, I'm done for. And I came for those kind of people tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whether you're in your living room right now, wherever you are right now, I need you to lift your voice and begin to pray. Hallelujah. And over this pandemic, over our nation right now, if God does not save us, then we are done for. But it's good to be in the hand of God. Oh, it is Jesus in our soul. Oh, it is Jesus in town. Hallelujah. And if we touch the hem of his garment, we are made whole. Supernatural intervention is what he works in. Hallelujah. And faith is the compass that empowers you to navigate your life in the flow of virtue. I came to invite you to a life where virtue flows, where the power of God flows, where there's moral excellence. Hallelujah. Excellence of spirit, strength of character, peace on every side, divine favor, divine help, divine increase, where before you think it, it is established in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance. I'm reading Amplified, the title deed, confirmation of the things hoped for. Divinely guaranteed. Kaya baba baba satara baba baba. Divinely guaranteed. It's not by power, it's not by what you do. And the evidence of the things not seen. The conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot. Did you hear that? It comprehends as fact. It is not only that he looks at the negative flag and say no, but already I accept the fact that I am made whole. This issue of blood stops in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She already saw it. What do you see tonight? I need to rise up wherever you are and begin to declare and begin to speak in the name of Jesus. I see myself excelling on this job. I see myself coming out of this economy better in the name of Jesus. I see myself as a better father in the name of Jesus. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of man what God has in stock for me. I'm pressing through the crowd. I'm going through the press. I'm touching Jesus on another level. I'm getting my healing. My mind has shifted in the name of Jesus. The word of God is life making, it's life giving. It gives life to my body, it gives life to my soul, it gives life to my circumstance. In the name of Jesus, I'm at my wit's end. But I thank you, Jesus, because you're faithful. With men, it can be impossible, but with you, all things are possible. So I reach out for the best tonight in the name of Jesus. And Jesus Christ said to that woman, daughter, go in peace. So faith makes all the difference. I need you to push tonight. I need you to know that Jesus is with you. In that boat, on that storm, and if he's in that boat with you, you cannot sink. You cannot go down. Once you encounter him, once you maximize his impact and his spirit on your life, it teaches you the way to go. That was Pashegun taught us. I think it was Isaiah 48 verse 17. It says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way to go. This woman was at her wit's end, but she made the best decision. And today, yes, some people still called her the woman with the issue of blood. But identity was changed. She was the woman that touched the hem of his garment and drew virtue of God. I speak over you today. I speak over your home. I speak over your job. I speak over your career. I speak over every negative doctor's report in the name of Jesus. I speak over every frustration, every job loss, every pay cut, every financial challenge, every debt that you're dealing with, every form of grief, every form of mental issues that I see in the name of Jesus, strength and power rises in your body. The Zoe of God, the virtue of God flows and hits you right now in the name of Jesus. And you begin to make the best of decisions. You begin to get help. You begin to get favor. You go from strength to strength. You go from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Eyes have not seen,
ears have not heard. It has not entered in the heart of man what God has in stock for us. And as we contact the life of God, the strength of God, as our spirit comes alive, it saturates our home, saturates our relationships, and saturates our nation in the name of Jesus. But thank you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. But thank you for your healing power in this house. But thank you for your strength. But thank you for the transforming power. But thank you for power that shifts for every desire that is laid before you today. We say, God, you arise. Fight for us. Strengthen us. Heal us. Lift us. Bind us up. Show yourself strong. Let your virtue continually flow in our lives. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.